This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to review Zombieland Double Tap for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into this feature review then for the sequel to the film, 2009 film Zombieland, also directed by Ruben Fleischer, written by Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick and Dave Callum. And it stars this returning four, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Abigail Breslin and Emma Stone, with Rosario Dawson, Zoe Deutsch and Luke Wilson. Oh, and Tom Middleditch.
Well,
it's 93 minutes long, has a budget of reportedly between $42 and $48 million, and thus far it's taken about $11 million back, which isn't terrible given the budget. Only a couple of days after its release in the States. Wayne, what is Double Tap about?
Well, it's 10 years later since the first Zombieland for the characters. The four leads are Columbus, Tallahassee, Wichita, and Little Rock. And they've been a family for that whole 10 years, which means they annoy each other, and then they still love each other, and then they're living in the dilapidated but still quite nice White House. And zombies are still a problem and an ever-present threat. But after 10 years, humanity has accepted that they're always around, and they've taken to living just wherever they can, like an abandoned supermarket or deserted skyscraper or any place that can be gated to keep zombies out. Abigail Breslin's character, Little Rock, runs off with his hippie musician, and then the remaining three basically leave the White House to go get her back. Along the way, they encounter other humans, zombies, and super zombies. This is the basic film, Paul.
Very good. Nice synopsis there, Wayne. Without any further ado, non-spoilers to start, of course. What did you think of this sequel to Zombieland?
Mostly good to great. I thought that if you enjoyed the first one, you will probably like this sequel. I will say it is not as good as the first one, but they never are. However, everyone in it is really good. I think, well, there's a lot of Academy Award winners and nominees in this film, man. Like Woody and
Well, that was the way the whole marketing was about. Academy Award nominee. Woody Harrelson. Academy Award nominee Jesse Eisenberg.
That's really funny.
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I'm going to go look that up. I never saw any of that. What I liked about it is that it was very... very much as, like, the Zombieland styling of the first one was what made that beautiful, what made that amazing, what made me remember it. This is very much the same way. They haven't dropped anything, and they haven't changed the characters. Tallahassee is still making slightly politically incorrect jokes, although 10 years later they're far more politically incorrect right now, but he still makes them. They haven't changed him just to make it whatever, you know, like fit the
time. No, absolutely. He's
so that's exactly. I like that.
They're very simple. The characters are the same, I would agree.
Exactly, exactly. I would say that the problem it has... is deep in the second act. For me, the movie just sits there for 20 minutes. Like, it's just... I remember going, okay, now I'm noticing that I'm spending time in a cinema.
But a good sign.
No, never a good sign. But the first third, and the last third, I guess, I had a good time the whole time. And I enjoyed how it ended, and I enjoyed doing all the stuff. What did you think?
Look, this may surprise a lot of people, given my...
proclivities towards zombies?
Yes, and also the fact that I've been pretty big on shitting on 2019 in terms of
yes, that you have.
The film quality. But I actually quite enjoyed this.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I actually think it's a better film than the first one.
Ooh!
And here is why. I realize I'll be in the vast minority when I say that, and that's okay. The first one I went to thinking Zombieland was going to be a straight... Ford horror comedy. I thought it would be horror, a zombie film with comedic elements. This is a comedy horror. The only horror in this film, and indeed the first one, is that there's some gross out gore at moments. But even then, it's played in such a way, to use your phrase, that it's rarely that disturbing.
Like, yes, which is why I love the first one and this one.
My fiance, she does not like gore and horror at all.
Yep.
She watched the first one on Netflix a couple of weeks back in preparation for this one, and she was fine with
it. Yeah, it's great.
It didn't offend her in any way, shape, or form. I think she barely looked away from the screen. This one's much the same. I think they up it a little bit with a couple of the zombie kills and the like. But overall, I was more prepared for this one. Like, the fact that the zombie rules in this movie, and indeed the first one, based on every other zombie film, all these characters would have been dead 15 times over.
Because
they just do the dumbest shit ever. Like, the first one, they're in a fucking theme park, and they turn it all on, and the lights or whatever attract thousands of zombies, and they don't die. Like, that's crap. For a zombie film fan, it's crap. And I had a lot of trouble getting behind that. This time around, I was prepared and ready, and I was in the right frame of mind, so I enjoyed my time more. I do agree, the second act, it does lull in places. The comedy was nice to return to. The characters, as you said, are very consistent.
Absolutely.
I don't buy for one second that they've been together for 10 years and not changed at all.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest problem for me.
You know what? This, first of all, if you think about it, this movie's out of time. Like, this thing should have been made 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because that's when the zombie thing was big. So this is like, so I reckon they didn't count on like 10 years. But the thing is, if they all change in 10 years, now you don't know them anymore. Now you don't like them. Now you're not trading on the first movie anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
So you got them. I know what you mean, though. I know what you
like,
mean.
Like, for example, that's a bit of a spoiler. I can't say okay. that. I'll say that bit for spoilers. But one character and another character have a moment very early in the film.
Yes.
Which I'm like, well, that would have happened a long
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
A long time before
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
If there was any, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. We're doing spoilers.
Look, it sounds like we're very much on the same page. I enjoyed it. I want to thank Kathy Sharp for the invite to the advanced screening.
Thanks, Kathy.
For this one. Thank you so much for that, because it was a well-attended session. Most people were getting right behind it. Not as, strangely enough, in my little circle of the cinema, there wasn't that much laughter, but in go wider out the audience, and there was a lot more laughter rippling from other areas, which is odd. So other parts of the cinema are really laughing lots, and I'm laughing too.
Yeah.
But people around me aren't. I'm like, ooh. This is an odd feeling.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You know what happened to me? I was in an almost deserted cinema because I saw it during the day.
Okay. Right? Yep, yep.
Which is awesome. And I laughed out loud, and there was like two other people in the cinema. I don't know whether they laughed or not. They were that far away from me.
Really?
I'm
was there only like three or four people in your cinema?
Yeah, because it's like a 10:30 session.
Okay.
In the morning.
Said today.
No, like.
Yesterday.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like.
Oh, that's right.
Thursday. Yeah.
I forget that you're not technically employed.
Yeah, so
you can have days off whenever you want.
Part-time hours. It's a new life, people.
Well, you are employed. I'll tell you that. You're totally employed. You're just employed whenever you can be asked.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best shit ever, all right? Let's see how this lasts before I fucking go tits up. All right? But
Wayne has found his perfect zen.
Yes, no work.
No, you've got work. It's yeah, when right. you can be asked.
Yes, that's right. But yeah, for me to laugh in a cinema by myself, that's the shit.
Yeah,
right?
I want to talk about some of the funniest moments in the spoiler section. Oh, good. But not before we get there.
Before we get there, though, can we talk about the Madison character?
I think she was wonderful.
Dude, she was awesome. Now, everyone, there's a female character. Her name is Madison. Zoe Deutsch
yep.
plays it. She is a valley girl who wears pink outfits and is gorgeous. And she, like, you know, hey, how's it going? Hey, whatever, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm just like, whatever.
A lot of sarcasm.
Yes. And she
is
plays
some negativity?
It.
Negativity? Is that? Yeah, she's perfect.
Beautifully. Yeah. She even does. There's something that called, it's called high rising terminal, also known as upspeak or uptalk, right?
Where you tail off high?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So she is doing that. And there's a derivative of that, which is something called, some people call it Aussie intonation questioning, right? But
okay.
Basically, some words she says are delivered in a very Aussie sounding accent. And that's kind of ironic. It's a thing. There's a whole podcast on this.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing, right? She is doing that perfectly. She does it like two or three times in the movie, right? Along with the way she's playing things, and along with the way she's, hi, and she'll wave, and that kind of shit. You know, just really cute as a button. But there are layers to the comedy of that character. I guarantee you that it's actually nuanced, that performance.
Yeah, on paper, because this is from the writers of Deadpool, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
On paper, I thought this has the real potential to go wrong, her character.
Totally.
But she, I don't know if it's her or the direction, but she really nails it. And like every review after I wrote mine and like just singled her out as the best new addition to the film.
I can't believe how much I liked her. Have I seen her before?
She was, believe it or not, and I've not seen this film.
Yeah.
Because I saw the trailer 4 million, billion, trillion times. Why him? With Bryan Cranston. She's the daughter in that. She's the guy that brings home, the girl, sorry.
Oh!
That brings home, is it James Franco? Whoever, that's funny, I can't remember who it is.
Him? Bryan Cranston? I don't think I've seen this. Yeah,
do you remember the trailer? Which is like the...
Oh, where James Franco was the tech millionaire guy.
Yes.
Oh, that's her! Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Well, it's two or three years ago, but tell you what, that trailer.
Yeah, that did go
wrong. Every gag in it is just, holy shit.
Is that where she's from? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I knew I'd seen her somewhere, but she's, I don't know. That I was watching her and going... Oh, I'm enjoying every second she's on the screen. And I'm glad when something happened later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that exactly,
the
spoilers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree that she was the best addition. There is a bit in the trailer which shows the... And look, shamelessly pulls from Shaun of the Dead. Shamelessly.
Does it?
Yes.
Where? What? Really?
There's a moment when they run into their kind of similar characters that are very much like themselves.
Yes. Is that a Shaun of the Dead?
Oh, yes, it is!
Yeah. Man, I loved that scene.
It was a good scene. And it features a wonderful one shot. Did you notice that one shot in the big fight inside?
Oh, yeah. That was shit.
Like, Ruben Fleischer really sort of stretching his wings there a little bit.
That would have been very difficult.
That was probably the highlight technically of the film
yes,
for me.
Yes, I would agree.
The finale has a lot in common with the first film, and that takes us an all new level of suspension of disbelief to get by for a zombie film fan.
Let's talk about that in the spoilers.
But,
yep.
Yeah, but otherwise, overall, enjoyed my time. This is shameful to admit, but if we were to do our top 10 films of the year right now, I'd probably make my top 10.
That's fine. I think it's...
It's not.
I don't know if I think it's a shit year because you've kept on saying it or because I actually think it. I don't know if you've just done that to my face, so I don't know.
Yeah, look, I will apologize for that. And just, look, all I've got to say 2019 still is when it comes to film. All right. Well, look, obviously, it's a huge recommend from both of us.
Huge. Huge. Yeah,
if you're at all into Zombieland, even if you're not, if you're like on the fence about it, like, oh, that film, watch on Netflix. If you kind of dig that,
yeah, absolutely. Definitely check that
go
out.
Go and see this film. And please go and see it at the cinema because I worry it's only going to end up making $40 million worldwide. And any chance that we would have of a Zombieland 3 or this kind of blending, yes, of horror and comedy or comedy and horror will disappear. And that would be a real shame.
Totally.
All right, there we are. That's our views on, well, non-spoiler views. Let's get into it on the other side of this with our spoilers. Okay, you can talk freely now about the film. If you're here with us, you've either seen it or don't care at all to be spoiled.
Most deaf.
First of all, the... Okay, so you're with someone for 10 fucking years.
Yes.
And you're the only couple together. And... You get round to proposing to her now, and it's a shock to her. Like, none of that rang true to me at all. None of it.
Let's talk about this then. You're living in the White House, two dudes, two girls.
Yep.
All right? Now, I understand there's a father-son thing between Woody Harrelson and Abigail Breslin.
Absolutely. Father-daughter, yes.
For the daughter, yes. He would have tried to fuck Emma Stone by now. It's 10 years and he's Tallahassee. Someone's getting fucked.
Yeah. All right? I don't know. I like that would have to been think his character would have had more integrity than that.
The nice thing about their family unit as such it is that he does seem to respect Jesse Eisenberg as either a son or...
I don't give a fuck what you want.
Yeah.
Knocks him off his...
That was a gag though, but yeah. Like he wouldn't try and fuck Emma Stone and, no. That's what, and I believed it, but...
Here's an even bigger thing that's harder to swallow than, again, after 10 years together,
yeah,
those two chick women pack up and leave overnight.
Now...
Bullshit.
Fair enough. That is...
For getting really down to
brass
tacks.
It's a conceit of the film because it obviously...
Is, and that's the whole point. And that's why I think this script is pretty average, to be honest.
It's a go visit. It's like it's a characters go places and do shit film. Like they will go someplace, something will happen there, they'll learn something, then they'll move to the next place and so on and so on. So, and that's what this movie is.
The plot is terrible, is what I'm trying to say of this film. And if you care about that kind of thing, that's what you're focusing on, then move along. Don't bother with this movie. But... The cast are having so much fun.
Agreed.
Probably should have said that on the other side of spoilers, to be honest.
We should have,
thinking about it. But we talked about Zoe Deutsch, but all of the main four, particularly Harrelson, Eisenberg, and Stone, just look like... Stone's a little bit kind of muted in the film, and she's not really stretching her acting chops.
That's who she's supposed to be, though.
But she still looks like she's having a good time, and that really is infectious.
Yeah.
I think that really helps the film a great deal.
The opening scene where they're slow-mo taking out zombies, right?
Huge in the trailer.
Okay, good. So but that was the shit. I remember just enjoying watching that. And Woody Harrelson isn't even using a gun. He's using a crowbar.
I like when Woody Harrelson dives into that one. And he's like...
Yeah, he's giving the camera a mugging.
He's mugging to the camera with his mouth wide open. Like he's just, you know, he's going for the dunk on camera.
See, that shit is all fun. All the words on the screen, I love all
that. Yeah, look, they really lean into the rules in this film. Like it's a thing in the first one, but it's hyped up to 11.
Which I think was an excellent move. When Thomas Nidlidge and Luke Evans turns up.
Yeah,
right?
Luke Wilson.
I love all that whole thing. The fact that the Thomas
rules and commandments.
The rules and commandments. But that went on really long, and I was like, I hope it doesn't end. I was thinking that. I'm like, let me hear what you're 27 and this. What, you know? Well, just their bullshit. They're saying, well, mine's like that, but it's like number two. Really.
So Ruben Fleischer wanted Michael Cera for that.
Because
Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg get mixed up all the time. Yeah.
Shit, that would have been good. Middle-ish was good too.
Yeah, but he was good. But like,
Cera would have been. Yep. Oh my God, that would have been the same thing.
I can't remember. I think Michael Cera turned it down because he was too busy, but that's who they were. He came out in the press and said that. He said Middleditch was wonderful, but that was my original goal to play on that.
Have you watched Silicon Valley?
No.
You got it. It's such a great show. But yeah, okay. So that, and you know what? When those two came on board, I'm like, oh, these guys are great. And then I realized halfway through when they went out to fight the zombies, I'm like, oh, they have to die.
Of course they do.
Because the movie can't carry on. You can't have these other people in the movie. So I'm like, oh, that's the best.
But then at least that one shot I was talking about, which is great.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Then we get to Babylon, which is just a terrible, it's aping on George Romero's Land of the Dead, which is aping on Brian King's City of the Dead, a novel that he wrote towards the start of.
Is that about people who have communed and like...
Yeah, well, a little bit. Like they live in this big high-rise building. In those films, though, the richer people live at the top.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, further metaphorical. Away from the they don't bother with that kind of shit here, which is good.
Yeah.
But once again, this smorgasbord, light up the lights. And like they fire fireworks. And it's like you've been living for 10 years and you haven't been eaten yet. That's all complete bullshit.
I think the idea was that the T-800 or whatever zombies.
Which are developing.
Are new.
Sure.
They just literally are right now.
And by the way, these T-800 zombies, as they call them, which is the nicest. Those gags work.
Those are great.
The way that it gets dispatched at the end is just so dumb with this.
Because they just burned? Or blew up? Someone blew up
and then they run and they're so quick and powerful, but they all just keep running over the edge. I'm like, good question.
So,
Stampede.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. They wouldn't just keep running, would they? Although Tallahassee had to jump off it and they had to jump off with him and then he grabs the hook.
The first few, sure. But not all 400 of them.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
And when they've established that these are smarter and faster and better zombies.
Yeah,
seems very strange. Yeah, not that they're all T-800s, but still.
Even so. I see what you mean. Yeah, I know. It's a zombie movie.
It is a zombie film, but to people who are serious about zombie films like myself, there are laws, there are rules to adhere to, and when you don't bother adhering to your own rules in a film, it harms it. That said, the comedy, in particular early on, gets the film by.
Totally.
Then again, with a good scene with Middleditch and Luke Wilson.
Absolutely. And most, all those little things.
Most of which were spoilt in the trailer. But the zombie kills of the week.
Those were excellent. Yeah, those were really good.
Fucking Leaning Tower Pizza.
Leaning Tower Pizza, fantastic. Just
so dumb. It was hilarious.
Oh, but like, that was just great. Like, that whole thing is the best thing for fun about the film.
Yeah.
The awards and bullshit.
And then it gives you the zombie kill of the millennium. Absolutely. Or the century. I can't remember what it was at the end. Yes. Very cool. And look, the characters right off at the sunset, of course, because all the press is about them sort of saying, oh, we'd love to do another one in 10 more years' time. Why not? Why can't we return to this, have Zombieland 3 in 10 more years?
10 more years?
Yeah.
I guess by then they'll be able to afford them.
So this one needs to do a little better, I think. Okay, who knows? It could end up being a money spinner for it. I guess it has to make around about $100 million for it worldwide for it to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what studios are going to want. Yeah, especially with this. Yeah, I reckon it'll be good. By the way, there's something I've been promising myself to mention, and that is the mid and post-credit scenes.
Good, I'm glad. Thank you. I literally just looked at my review and went, oh, what's the one thing we haven't fucking...
Yep, that's it. We always forget to do it. There is a mid-credit scene, which is awesome. I assume you've already seen it if you're hanging out.
If you're here, we can talk about it. Of course you can.
Yeah, so it's Bill Murray, who was, I believe, killed in the first one.
Yeah,
he got married.
Yes.
Which is what they say in the show.
Which, by the way, also, funny joke, stupid. How does anyone know? Bill Murray is hiding out in his house in Beverly Hills, wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And obviously, Jesse Eisenberg's character, what's his name?
It was Columbus.
Columbus, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Columbus shoots him dead, thinking mm-hmm. he's a real zombie because he's in zombie makeup.
That's right.
Right?
Because he's faking it, yeah.
And then Rosario Dawson's character says, if I ever find the guy or the person that did that, they're dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does anyone know that he was faking as a zombie and then got killed like that? Who cares?
Obviously, it's a hoax.
And worse still, they never return to that joke. Like, okay, now you've set up that she has to find out at some point and she never does.
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. It's dumb.
I'm fine with
that. It's really dumb.
It was just to make it Murrayed. It's a joke. It's a joke, man.
It's a long way to go for one cheap joke that didn't need to be in there.
Well, the funny thing is the mid-credit scene is Bill Murray being interviewed by someone about Garfield 3.
As the zombie apocalypse starts, yeah.
Oh, it's as it starts. So yes. It is part of the thing. I thought it was outside it. Now it makes
back
sense.
Back in the continuity of 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then he goes and fucks up all these zombies. Like,
yeah, that was fun.
That was great. And then if at the very end...
is him doing more hairballs.
More hairballs, but like he's saying, this is how it goes Spanish. You know, it was good. It was good. So, yeah, that's worth hanging around if you've got, like, nothing else to do.
Yeah, sure. It's only a 93-minute film, so it's not outstate. It's not It Chapter 2. Oh, the end credit sequence? Would not fucking know.
Really?
I couldn't have been out of there quicker.
Oh, God, it took so long. It took so long.
All right, there you go. That is our review of Zombieland Double Tap. But what are you giving it, Wayne? Then final thoughts and score.
76. 76.
Okay, a little higher than me. I'm giving it a flat 70, but we're on the same page there.
All right.
As I said, shameful that this film is currently in
the
top
10. If it didn't lag a little in the middle there, I reckon it would have gone to 80 just about. Because it was exactly what it promised to be. Boom.
Yep. All agreement here. All right, that is our review of Zombieland. Double Tap.
Double Tap.
Second time I said that, but why not? It's a double tap.
That's it. Theme it up.
If you want to let us know whether we got it right or wrong, hit us up on Twitter at @TheCountdownPC. Via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. On Podbean, where we host the show, you can write comments and the like there, or indeed at the website that we share with a bunch of other great Australian podcasts, ccradio.com.au, where this week we've said goodbye to to Comic Confidential. They finished after 200 episodes. So check out the boys in their final episode, which is a top 10 episode. Don't know where they got that idea from. Troy and Cade. Who's your favorite out of Troy and Cade?
Cade and I seem to connect on things like graphics and shit. Okay. So I don't even know if... but then again...
Oh, totally Troy. Troy for me. All right, good. And if you're wondering, they did shit on me on the last episode. So not the last, but the one before 199.
All right.
And of course, the new show is Fightcast Australia and Fangirling, as well as the big staple of the show, of the network now, Believe.
Believe.
Yeah, is...
Through the roof, believe that.
Other show.
Thank you.
Couldn't do any better than that. Thank you. Done. That's ccradio.com.au. All right. Thanks so much for joining us again this week. And we'll be back next week with another feature review of a long-awaited film here in Australia, Ready or Not, keeping the Halloween vibe rolling for one more week.
Am I seeing a fucking horror movie?
It's a horror comedy slash whatever. Yeah. No, no. It's not. It's the right kind of ilk for you, I believe. All right. That's it. We will catch you. Oh, sorry. No, wait. My name's Paul.
My name's Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
It's already been long enough outro, man. Just fuck it off. Bitch, please.
Yeah, there we go. Now I can. All right. Cheers.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We're going to review something for you today. The zombie are fucking cunt! Sorry. I really fingered that. I'm like, well, maybe I can save it. And then I heard you laugh and I said, no, I can't save it.
Gold. Oh, God. We're going to review something for you today. My name is... Something. The new film from some director released in some year.
Now that I think about it, there's no way to save that. We're going to do something for you today. And now the movie I just said to me. No, you can't do that. It's over.
All right, let's try that again.